सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So today we will start chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. This chapter concludes the celestial song of Lord Krishna. This is called Upsanghar. Upsanghar means the total essence of all whatever has been said into the 17th chapter. The summary is again given here. Chapter 2 is called Upakrama. Upakrama means the beginning. And it also includes all the topics. Summarily, there is karma, there is bhakti also indirectly, there is knowledge also. This is a great text. Bhagavad Gita is a great text. Why? Because the teacher is great. The student is great. And the knowledge given is also great. Lord Krishna himself gives the knowledge of reality. It is called Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya Yoga. Most sacred. And this Vidya can liberate a person. No other Vidya will liberate you. Except the spiritual knowledge. And Lord moved from one topic to another smoothly. First he gave the Atma Gyan. When he saw that the Atma Gyan Arjuna could not take, he did not get up to fight, immediately he turned toward the Karma Yoga. Then he answered many questions raised by Arjuna, smoothly answered, and from Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga to Gyan Yoga to Dhyan Yoga, and all smoothly, one after another, he moved on. In chapter 2 we find that Arjuna was confused about his duty, what is his duty. Although he knew very well that he has come to the battlefield to fight only, but he asked this question to the Lord that I am dharma sammura cheta. I do not know my duty, tell me what is my duty. But Lord tried to give him the knowledge of the self because he knew the disease which we call Arjuna disease, and the medicine for the Arjuna disease is only the knowledge of the self. But that did not work. So there was some discrepancy, some deficiency. So he advised him to do the Karma Yoga. Like when a speaker talks, so he gives a summary in the first paragraph, he tells that what he is going to speak on. This is the outline. Similarly, chapter 2 is the outline of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Then chapter 15 is the summary of whole of Gita. It is called Shastra. It is a complete chapter. and it discusses about Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, how Jeev transmigrate, and explanation about the Brahman, about the Ishwar, everything is there. But that is as a tattvic roop. Tattvic roop in a sense. Tattvic only. But chapter 18 is the conclusion. So what is the difference between chapter 18 and chapter 15? Chapter 18 gives you the practical tips. It is vyavaharik. Lord will be telling us about the karma, jnan, sukha, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Again he will tell in detail. And chapter 16 and 17 is also practical. In chapter 16 we have seen Daivi Sampatti Vimochaya and Asuri Nibandhaya. If you cultivate, if you follow Daivi Sampatti, you are entitled for Mukti. And if you cultivate the Asuri Sampatti, then you are bound. In chapter 17 also we have seen Lord has discussed about the Ahar, Yajna, Dan, Tapa, Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. This year explain. So the entire Gita is again going to be said in chapter 18. If you have not heard up to 17, doesn't matter. You must attend chapter 18 if you want to. Because it is said, Sarvopanishad Ogavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partho Vasudhi Bhukta Dugdham Gita Amrita Mahat. Gita is Amrita. Mahat Amrita. Whole essence of Vedant is given in Bhagavad Gita, and the whole essence of all chapter 18 chapters is given in chapter 18 itself. So chapter 18 is very important. This chapter starts with a question by Arjun, sannyas and tyag. Tyag means abandonment and sannyas means renunciation. This word Lord has used several times up to chapter 17. Many times this has come by implied meaning or sometimes direct also. Tyag and sannyas. Even at the fag end of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjun has got a question. What is the difference between tyag and sannyas? You tell me. And we also always have a problem in the life. Never ends. Problems are coming one after another. Arjuna also has got a question in the end also. In the satsang also, when you ask them the question, everybody will keep quiet. Nobody will ask question. But once the question starts, then again satsang starts again, continuous. Then another person will raise hand, third will raise hand. Similarly, Arjuna also has raise hand. One question. You have to tell me the difference between tyag and sannyas. For us, the tyag and sannyas means the same thing. It's giving up. Tyag means giving up. Sannyas is also giving up. But Arjun is not satisfied. He has got some knowledge about the tyag and sannyas, but he wants to understand it clearly. So in this chapter, 18th chapter, there are 78 slokas in which Arjun has spoken only two slokas, number 1 and 73. Sloka number 1 is the question, and in 73 he says now he is satisfied. Then Sanjay has said 74 to 78, that means 5 slokas is said by Sanjay. Rest 71 slokas are said by Lord Krishna. So this is the breakup. But now coming, I will give you the topics covered in these 78 slokas. Sloka number 1, question by Arjun on tyag. Tyag means abandonment, and sannyas, renunciation. He wants to know the difference between tyag and sannyas. This is question. Sloka number 2 to 17, Lord answers his question and explains that tyag is also three types. Sattvic tyag, rajasic tyag, and tamasic tyag. This is not new to all of you, because this sattvic, rajasic and tamasic we have discussed in chapter 17 also. But in chapter 18, after describing sattvic, rajasic and tamasic tyag, he will also discuss about the sattvic, rajasic and tamasic jnana, karma, karta, buddhi, dhriti, sukh. That means six topics plus one tyag, seven topics will be covered, and Lord will explain each term in term of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. In chapter 17 we have seen five things Lord explained, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. What were they? Dekho. Puja. Puja. If you are doing Dev Puja, then it is sattvic. If you are doing Yaksha Puja, it is rajasic. If you are doing Bhut Pet Puja, it is. Then he told about the Ahar, Yajna, Dan, Tap. So Puja, Ahar, Yajna, Dan, Tap. Five things he said in chapter 17. In chapter 14, he said about Gati and Sangha. What will be your Gati if you are in the sattvic state, rajasic state and tamasic state at the time of death? What is the state of your mind? Is it sattvic or rajasic or tamasic? According to that, you will get Gati. And the Sangha. Sangha means attachment, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So in all 14 terms were discussed by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, and he told about sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Now 41 to 44, these sattvic, rajasic and tamasic were discussed in sloka number 18 to 40. Then 41 to 44, four castes, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra and their duties, these are stated in 41 to 44. 45 to 48, the result, the siddhi one gets by doing the proper karma as per Shastra, and ultimately he will realize Brahman. If you start doing the karma yoga, ultimately you will get the knowledge. Arjun was also forced to do the karma yoga, and at the end he will say, Nashto Moha Smritir Labdha. So we also have to start with the karma yoga. 49 to 55 sloka tells about the result of sannyas. One reaches Brahman by sannyasa. 56 to 63, Lord appeals to reach eternal by following the Shastra. Lord appeals all of us, follow the Shastra and reach the ultimate goal of life. We don't know our goal also. The Lord says your goal is to know your own true nature. You can realize in this life. Sloka number 64, promise to tell the supreme knowledge once again. Lord is so compassionate. Up to chapter 17, he has given all the knowledge. Then again, in sloka number 64, that means he already said up to 63. Then he again said, Arjuna, I will tell you once again. Please listen. And then he tells the whole of Bhagavad Gita in two slokas, sloka number 65 and 66. The whole essence of Gita is given two sloka. We call it do slokiya Gita. If you know this two sloka, then you know the whole Gita also. 67 to 72, Lord assures his teachings will liberate. He guarantees. If you follow whatever is written in Bhagavad Gita, you will be liberated, no doubt about that. And also he instructs to whom this knowledge is to be given and to whom this knowledge is not to be given. That also he has specifically said. Then in 73, Arjun says his delusion has ended. Nashto moha smriti labdha. This is the final thing. We have to also come up to this state. 74 to 78, Sanjay glorifies the Krishna and his wonderful dialogue. his teachings. That is praised by Sanjaya. So this is the breakup of all 78 verses in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita. Now we will see the first verse.
Sanyasasya Mahabaho. Arjuna Yuvacha.
Arjuna Uvacha.
Sanyasasya Mahabaho.
Sanyasasya Mahabaho.
Tattvam Icchami Veditum.
Tattvam Icchami Veditum.
Tyagasya Cha Hrishikesha.
Tyagasya Cha Hrishikesha.
Prithakeshini Sudana. Prithakeshini Sudana. Arjuna Yuvacha. Sanyasasya Mahabaho. Tattvam Icchami Veditum. Tyagasya Cha Hrishikesha. Prithakeshini Sudana.
Arjuna Yuvacha. Arjun asked a question. What is the question? Sanyasasya Mahabaho. Who is this Mahabaho here? Lord Krishna, not Mahabaho Arjun. Arjun is addressing Lord Mahabaho. First. Tattvam Icchami Veditum. I want to know the tattva, the essence of what? Sanyasasya. What is the essence of sannyas? Tell me about that. Tyagasya Rishikesha, and also, Tyag also I want to know, the essence of Tyag. Rishikesha, Rishikesha, now the second name of the Lord, he is addressing Lord. Mahabaho, Rishikesha, and Prithak, I want to understand clearly, distinctly. Aisa batao, mere ko samajh mein tik tik aana chahiye, I should understand clearly. Prithak, Keshini Sudan, the third address to the Lord, Keshini Sudan. So three address, Mahabaho, Rishikesha, Keshini Sudan. They are interconnected. Asur was strong, Keshi Asur was strong, and Lord has to kill him. Therefore, the Lord has to be stronger than Asur. Therefore, Mahabaho. Mahabaho. How you can kill Asur? Rishikesha. Who is Rishikesha? One who has controlled his senses. If your senses are not controlled, you cannot kill Asura. So Rishikesha means the Lord has control over his senses and mind. Therefore he is addressed Rishikesha. Keshini Sudana. Arjun want to say, oh Lord, I also have got Asur in me. What is that Asur? That Abhidya is in me. I want to kill that Asur. Oh Keshini Sudana, you have killed Keshi. You can guide me now. Therefore, Keshini Sudana. So how Arjun addresses Lord, it has got a relationship. Mahabaho, for killing an asur who is strong, you have to be stronger. Therefore, Arjuna addresses Lord Mahabaho. Who can kill an asur? Who has got control, who has control over his senses and mind. So Lord has got the control over senses and mind. Therefore, he is called Rishikesha also. Keshini Sudan, he killed the asur. Arjuna also want to get his asur removed, killed. And what is his asur? Is Abhidya. We also have got Abhidya. We are all Arjun. Arjun represents Jiva. We are Jiva. Keshani Sudhanam. Arjun says, Tattvam Icchami Veditum. Tattvam. Tat means that. Tattvam means thatness. The essence, I want to know that. Manushya, manushyat, Tam manusya is man, manushyatam the essence in that. Jiva, jivatvam, jiv, I want to know the jivatvam essence. Lord, he says, I want to know tattvam. Not that tat, I don't want to know the sannyas or tyag. I want to know the essence of sannyas and tyag. Like in the sugar, what is the essence of the sugar? Sweetness. Sweetness is the essence of the sugar. Similarly, he wants to know the tattva of sannyas and tyag. Prithaka, distinctly and clearly. What is the truth idea behind sannyas and tyag? Please tell me. Why this question? Why this question? You see, for us, tyag and sannyas means the same thing. Tyag is also giving up, sannyas is also giving up. And sometimes we use it as a synonyms also. Same thing we call it tyag, same thing we say sannyas also. Tattvam Shankaracharya says, tasya bhava tattvam yatha atmam iti etad. Thatness, the essence is called the tattvam. So what is the tattva of sannyas? What is the tattva of tyaga? Our Gurudev has given the meaning of tyag, the essence of tyag and sannyas. Sannyas is the renunciation of ego, doership and enjoyership. When you give up the ego, which represents the doership and enjoyership, then it is sannyas. And tyag is renunciation of the fruit of action. Tyag is a renunciation of the fruit of action. Sannyas is a renunciation. Tyag is also a renunciation. In sannyas, we are renouncing the ego. What is this ego? Doership and enjoyership. Karta and bhokta. And tyag, in tyag is the renunciation of fruit of action. Renunciation is the fruit of action. So tyag is a means and sannyas is goal. Tyag is the starting point, sannyas is the final goal. We also have to start from the tyag and reach to the sannyas. So what is the starting point? Renounce the fruit of action. Eh to garbal wala baat hai. What do you mean by renunciation of fruit of action? Whole month we are working only for that one paycheck. And now you are saying, tyag, renounce the fruit of action. Does that mean that? No, it is not physical renunciation. Don't misunderstand. It is not physical renunciation of the fruit of action. It means not craving a specific fruit of result. Not craving a specific. Whatever Lord gives, take it as a prasad. That's all. We all crave for a specific fruit of action. Ye milna chahiye mere ko. Lord says, don't do that. If you are doing the karma, fruit of action will definitely come. Nobody can stop. But don't crave for a specific result. Then you will suffer. Suppose a boy was trying to become first class first, he became first class second. He started crying, craving for a result, specific result. Other boy was thinking, I will fail, he got compartmental. This compartmental business is in India, I don't know whether it is here or not. Compartmental means out of 10 subjects, you have passed 5 subjects, now you have to appear in the 5. So this boy was thinking, I will fail, I have to appear in the 10 subjects. Now he got compartment, he was very happy. Now I have to study only 5 subjects. The intention behind the renunciation of fruit of action is that don't crave for a specific result. Because you don't know what you want, what you will need in future. We don't know. Seeing the present day circumstances, we crave for a particular result. We go to the temple and say, Bhagwan, ye de do, ye de do. Sometimes Lord gives, sometimes he doesn't give. Why? He knows what he will require after 10 years. He will not give. He will not give you. But you will realize after 10 years, why he didn't give you 10 years before? Sannyasasya. Very good. Then the what is the tyag? Tyag is renunciation of root of action. And sannyas is the renunciation of ego. It is very difficult to renounce the ego. But if you start renouncing the fruit of action, not physically, but not craving, taking the fruit of action as a prasad. Fruit will come, take as a prasad. That will make your mind peaceful. A peaceful mind is required for further evolution. See? So sannyas and tyag have come earlier also in Bhagavad Gita. Lord says in chapter 2, Esa te abhitam sankhe buddhi yegam trimam shrunu. O Arjun, I have told you up to 39, up to 38, from sloka number 11 to 38, it relates to Sankhya, Jnana, given by Lord. Arjun asked about what is his duty. He didn't say get up and fight. He told him the Atma Jnana, knowledge of the self. Then after that, he started giving him the Karma Yoga. In the Sankhya, indirectly, it is sannyas. In Karma Yoga, it is renunciation of fruit of action. It is coming from right from chapter 2 itself. I have given you Sankhya, now you listen about the Buddhi Yoga. What is Buddhi Yoga? It's Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga? Renunciation of fruit of action. One part is that. Renunciation of fruit of action. It is not physically. Take it as a prasad buddhi. Result will come. Don't worry about that. It will come. Then again, in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Loke asmin dvidha nishtha pura prokta maya lagaya jnana yogena sankhya nam karma yogena yoginam. Jnana yog and karma yog. Again in karma yog comes the renunciation of the fruit of action. In Jnana Yoga comes renunciation of ego. See, in chapter 2, chapter 3, and in the chapter 5 also, Sanyasam Karma Nam Krishna Punar Yogam Cha Sansasi. Oh Lord, you are praising both Sanyasam Karma Nam, renounce all karma, renounce your ego. You are praising that also. Puna Yogam Cha Sansasi, you are praising Karma Yoga also. Yes, eto ekam tadne bruhi sunishitam. Please tell me one. Don't confuse me. You are praising Sankhya Yoga also or Karma Yoga also, both. In Sankhya, you don't have to do anything. There is no dualship and no enjoyership. And you are forcing me to fight. At that point of time, he was thinking that there are two different paths. One is the Karma Yoga path, another is the Jnana Yoga path. In Karma Yoga path, you have to act. In Sankhya, you don't have to act. So that is the easy path. So Arjun wanted to take that path. Batao ye wala pehle batao pehle. Okay. But Lord said, no. You have to do Karma Yoga. You have to do the renunciation of fruit of action. That is the starting point. Once you do that, then you become entitled to the sannyas. Then you can be able to renounce the doership and enjoyership. So thus there are two categories. One is the karma yoga, yoga buddhi and tyag. Tyag of fruit of action. And that tyag is not physical. It is accepting the fruit of action, whatever Lord has given us. He knows about our past, He knows about the future. We don't know about our past karma, and we don't know what we will require in future. We don't know. He knows. So therefore, take it as a prasad buddhi, best way. And Sankhya Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Sannyas. That is the renunciation of doership. No karta bhav. Very good. So now it is very clear to you, all of you, that the tyag is at the karma yoga level. It is the starting point. We all are doing karma, but not karma. What is karma yoga? What is karma yoga? There is no specific karma mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that you all have to, whether you are a doctor or an engineer or an accountant or a lawyer, that you have to do this. No. Lord says, whatever you are doing, do the same thing, but only fit a software. What is that software? That this karma is for the happiness of Lord. Number one. Number two, whatever result comes, take it as a prasad buddhi. So it is not like this, karma yoga is not like this, I am doing for the Lord. Everything I surrender, I am telling lie, I am cheating, I am robbing, I am stabbing somebody. Oh Lord, le lo. Nahin, aisa nahin. Not like that. Karma yoga means whatever you are doing, you have to do it for the happiness of the Lord. I am telling lie, will the Lord be happy? I am cheating, will the Lord be happy? I am stabbing. No. So if I am a doctor, see your patient for the happiness of the Lord. Engineer, lawyer, do your duty for the happiness of the Lord. If you do that, you will be never be able to do any prohibited action. Never, never, never you will be able to do any prohibited action. Why? Because the moment you think, I am going to do this nisiddha karma, prohibited action, will the Lord happy? Immediate the answer will be, no. So you will not do that. And not only that, you will also be not be able to do kamya karma also. Selfish action also will be taken care of. Very good. Then the realized person will say, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyate tatvita. Once you get realized, once you come to know your own true nature, that I am Atman, I am Brahman, and Brahman is akarta. Brahman is akarta, Brahman is not doer. There is no doership, there is no enjoyership in Brahman. So we have to come up to that stage of realization that I am Brahman. Brahman is not different from me. I am Brahman. We have to come up to that stage. Sanyas tyaga sabdo eka artho na ghat and pat. Shankaracharya says, for the seekers, sannyas and tyag, they are on, mean the same thing, renunciation. They are not different like ghat and pat. Pat means cloth. Ghat means, aaj dekha na sabere ghat and pat. In Vedanta you will find this ghat and pat. Pat means cloth, ghat means pot. Pat means cloth. So from the preparatory sannyasis, preparatory standpoint, giving up likes and dislikes is sannyas. Starting for the seeker. I'm not talking about the sannyasi, those who have given up their doership and enjoyership. If we have to do what we have to give up our likes and dislikes. We have got a long list of likes and dislikes. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, yo na ishyati na dveshti na sochati na kanchati. Such type of person is dear to me. So there is a samatha there. But what is the real sannyas? Sarva karmani mansa sannyasaste sukhambasi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan karyan. But what is the ultimate sannyas? Ultimate sannyas is sarva karmani mansa sannyasate. I am not doing anything. I am not doer. That is the ultimate point. And karmanya akarmaya pasyed akarmani cha karmaya sab buddhiman manusyesu sa yukta krishna karma krita. Chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita said, a realized person always sees in all karma akarma. Seeing karma in akarma means, in all karma you see the who is the doer. Who is the ultimate doer? Is the Atman. Atman is a karta. So that means you are doing the karma, but your mind is in akarta Atman. And in akarmani karma, if you say, no, I am not doing anything. I am sitting idle, I have closed my senses, my mind and everything. But that is a doing, something you are doing. You are closing your senses, you are closing your mind. Akarmani karma. If you are able to see that way, sa buddhiman manusyeshu, that is buddhiman in all the manusya. So Arjun wants to know the difference between sannyas and tyag. So instead of telling the difference, Lord is going to answer. He will give the opinions of others first. What the others say, then he will give his opinion. So that we will see in our next class. So have you understood the question of Arjun? Question of Arjun, he wants to know the essence of tyag and sannyas. Tyag and sannyas. So what is the essence of tyag and sannyas? Tyag is the renunciation of root of action. And what is the essence of sannyas? Is the renunciation of ego, kartittvam and bhoktittvam, doership and enjoyership. Please remember this much. This is the foundation for our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.